Into the Bodies of Poor Men. Eric Milner White, Army Padre and the King's College Chaplain in World War I, wrote back to his colleagues, "A continuous firework of light balls goes up from the German trenches, but most awesome is the noise. We feel powerless against those splitting cracks and roars, and dream of the metal tearing its way into the bodies of poor men." Back home at Cambridge and Shaken, he stopped the regulation of compulsory chapel attendance, brought in flagrant ceremony like the Christmas carols, anything to give the horror justice, seeing the incense of comfort as being viable justice, offering something different to those empowered, numb and dumbed by agony. They attended at the first treble, were promised no sermon, a scattering of lessons falling like fire on the wind, the bidding prayer of the chaplain, all those who rejoice with us, but on another shore. That multitude no man can remember, reminding now of Slessors enlisted on the other front, but even gaunter, the horror not of the last poem but the first. The little treble, shrill as a shell, lit exquisite in a silence as tremulous as his tears, sways down the aisle, bidding the apostates in to pray, on him the unjust weight of every man's salvation, calling to him in his diamond cry, now even the multitudinous hordes of the dead, and he can see them. A continuous firework, the munitions, but the very big building, here by the most profligate of kings, is an incandescent Catherine wheel in continuity. The arches rise vaginal in their feathery spinal grace, a fortified trench, a structure that a lord knows will not hold by itself forever. The other choristers close in on the treble, like long echoing dying voices. There was a music in the human cries above the splitting cracks and roars. There was a music to entice back any victim, thought Eric Milner White, as he witnessed the first stumbling treble tremble towards his lesson like a song.